Trend number one, reversing the aging process. In a world with a rapidly aging population, nothing could be more exciting than research aimed at slowing and even reversing the aging process in humans. The big questions are, is such a therapy possible? And if so, when will it be commercially available? A recent study involving mice at Harvard University seems to indicate that the answer to the first question is probably. This study focused on the role that the enzyme telomerase plays in the repair of damaged tissue. There are many factors that cause aging, but one particularly interesting one is called telomere shortening. Telomeres are sections of DNA that reside at the ends of all chromosomes. Three scientists were awarded the 2009 Nobel Prize in Physiology and Medicine for determining the structure of telomeres and discovering how they protect chromosomes from degrading. One of the Nobel Prize winners, Elizabeth Blackburn of the University of California at San Francisco, has compared telomeres to the plastic tips at the ends of shoelaces, which prevent the laces from unraveling. Unfortunately, each time a cell divides, its telomeres become slightly shorter. Over time, they become so short that the cell stops dividing. That leads to aging on the cellular level, which in turn eventually leads to organ failure. This telomere shortening mechanism limits cells to a fixed number of divisions and can be regarded as a biological clock. Recent research at the Albert Einstein Institute for Aging Research confirms that humans who achieve exceptional longevity are better able to maintain the length of their telomeres. The research also shows that people with long lifespans owe their longevity, at least in part, to advantageous variants of genes involved in telomere maintenance. So, does this mean if you're not born with this ability to maintain your telomeres, you're out of luck? Well, not necessarily. According to research reported in Circulation, the Journal of the American Heart Association, intensive exercise helps prevent shortening of telomeres. The researchers discovered that intensive long-term exercise training over several decades activates telomerase, an enzyme that reduces telomere shortening in human leukocytes. Ultimately, the researchers believe it may be possible to develop drugs that mimic the telomerase that centenarians have been blessed with. And this brings us back to the new Harvard study, which was just published in the journal Nature. To conduct the study, the researchers first bred genetically manipulated mice that lacked telomerase. Without this enzyme, the mice aged prematurely and suffered ailments, including a poor sense of smell, smaller brain size, infertility, and damaged intestines and spleens. But when the mice were given injections to reactivate the enzyme, it repaired the damaged tissues and reversed the signs of aging. According to Dr. Ronald DePinho, who led the study, what we saw in these animals was not a slowing down or stabilization of the aging process. We saw a dramatic reversal, and that was unexpected. It's easy to understand the interest in pursuing telomerase as an anti-aging therapy, since this type of breakthrough could have a dramatic impact on public health by reducing the burden of age-related health problems. Unfortunately, the road to such a telomerase therapy is not without bumps and roadblocks. For starters, mice are not humans. Mice make telomerase throughout their lives. On the other hand, the enzyme is switched off in adult humans. The reason is that telomerase can play a role in the development of cancers. While this is not a problem for short-lived mice, it could be a threat for humans, who live much longer. So, while some researchers see promise in using telomerase to repair the effects of aging in humans, cancer researchers are hard at work trying to discover how to deactivate the gene that causes the proliferation of telomerase. They surmise that by doing so, it would decrease the proliferation of cancer cells. This is the conclusion of a University of Michigan Medical School study which appeared in an issue of Developmental Cell. Senior author Ming Li, assistant professor of biological chemistry, states, in 90% of cancers, no matter what caused the cancer to form, it needs telomerase activity to maintain the cancer cells. Without telomerase, the cells will die. The study further asserts that if a drug is discovered that effectively negates the effects of telomerase, it could impact nearly all cancer types, since telomerase is involved in most all types of cancer. But in spite of this cancer risk, researchers are still hopeful that preventing telomere shortening will prove safe and effective. According to DePinho, telomerase treatment might be safe in humans if it is given periodically and only to younger people who do not have tiny clumps of cancer cells already living unnoticed in their bodies. So, although this path seems to offer promise, there is still a lot of research to be done before we overcome these barriers. In the shorter term, new research on an old drug may have uncovered another anti-aging therapy. Clioquinol is an 80-year-old drug that was once used to treat diarrhea and other gastrointestinal disorders. But research in animals indicates that it could be effective in reversing the progression of Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and Huntington's diseases. The first questions the researchers asked was, how can a single compound have such similar results in treating these three unrelated neurodegenerative disorders? According to Dr. Siegfried Hekemy and his colleagues at McGill University's Department of Biology, clioquinol acts directly on a protein informally called CLOCK1, which affects longevity in invertebrates as well as mammals. As a result, clioquinol appears to slow down the aging process. Hekemy is optimistic that clioquinol could eventually become a potential anti-aging treatment. However, that will depend on understanding the exact mechanism that clioquinol uses to inhibit CLOCK1. At this point, he is concerned that people will start trying this potential therapy before research confirms its effectiveness and safety in humans. According to Hekemy, the danger is that you can buy a kilogram of this compound at a chemical wholesaler. We don't want people to start experimenting on themselves. Clioquinol can be a very toxic substance if abused, and far more research is required. The Trends editors will continue to track progress related to this and other anti-aging technologies. In light of this steadily evolving trend, please consider the following four forecasts. First, within the next 5 years, anti-aging research will reach a critical point that will unleash a game-changing tsunami of R&D. With an aging baby boomer generation that strives for youthfulness and longevity like no generation before, there will be tremendous support for anti-aging studies and, of course, products. This will be especially true if this generation begins to see that the proverbial fountain of youth is within reach. And as we can see, basic research and practical application are quickly converging. When this becomes more widely appreciated, boomers will not settle for missing it by one generation. Second, a successful anti-aging therapy based on preventing telomere shortening will involve something other than simply increasing the telomerase level. The most likely approach involves developing drugs that mimic the telomerase that is still active in centenarians. Just as synthetic steroids like prednisone avoid some of the side effects of natural steroids like cortisone, such commercial anti-aging therapy would be designed to avoid triggering the growth of cancer cells. Third, with so many avenues opening up for anti-aging research, it's only a matter of time before a major commercial success arrives. In addition to the ongoing telomerase research and the promising new research on clioquinol, there are at least two other anti-aging therapies in various stages of testing. GlaxoSmithKline is investing heavily in research related to resveratrol, which not only seems to slow the aging process, but also prevents type 2 diabetes. And the transplant anti-rejection drug rapamycin has demonstrated amazing anti-aging results in mice. It is already approved for other applications, so it could come into widespread use quickly if its efficacy in humans is proven. Nevertheless, it's likely to be 2020 before any of these therapies is FDA approved. Fortunately, clinical trials in countries with less red tape may deliver convincing proof of concept results for one or more of these promising anti-aging treatments as early as 2015. And fourth, expect a debate to arise regarding the merits of extreme longevity and the allocation of scarce anti-aging resources. As anti-aging therapies appear to become more viable, debates will intensify around the added cost that additional older citizens will impose on society. Our current pension, retirement, and life insurance models will suddenly become obsolete and will have to be reinvented. If managed effectively, any added societal costs will be more than offset by the benefits of older citizens, who are more productive than ever before. Smart marketers will welcome a booming older market for products and services. Most older knowledge workers will remain in the workforce well past traditional retirement ages. Nevertheless, some critics will criticize even this, theorizing that older people are taking away work from younger generations. And of course, those critics still living in the 70s mindset of limits to growth will see these additional consumers and workers as a burden on the ecosystem. Fortunately, cold, hard economic reality will recognize that a healthier, older population is an enormous plus for mankind.